Chaitanya Vani, Vasti Chadesa Gamani, Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Paramahamsa, Sri Dvaita Gadadhara Hari Srivasana Gaurava Bhakti Vrinda. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, 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 Rama.
I understand some of you are
taking part in studies in the Yoga Sutras.
就我了解到，你们大家呢，就是正好正在参加瑜伽经的这个学习。
And generally the purpose for understanding the Yoga Sutras is in order to obtain comprehensive understanding of the process for controlling the mind.
那当然了，就是我们在一起学习，试图从这个瑜伽经中了解到，那个瑜伽的整个程序实际上是要控制我们的心念。
Especially since the Yoga Sutras culminate in this goal of complete control of the mind.
那个优格书者就是在告诉我们，他的最终的那个目的，就是要完全的控制住我们的那个内心心念。
And it's this topic which I can speak a little bit about.
那有关这个主题呢，我可以谈论一下。
About the process of controlling the mind.
也就是要控制心念的那个程序。
Because many of the topics which are discussed by Patanjali in his Yoga Sutras is also covered in by Krishna in Bhagavad Gita.
因为实际上 Patanjali 在瑜伽经中所谈的那些个控制心念的那些个内容，有很多的部分在这个《薄伽梵歌》里面也记载了，是 Krishna 跟 Arjuna 也讲了很多这些内容。
Just as Krishna said to Arjuna, for one who controls the mind, it becomes his best friend. But one who fails to control it becomes his worst enemy.
就像 Krishna 在《薄伽梵歌》当中跟阿朱呢说，一个人如果能够控制自己的内心，那就内心就成为自己的最好的朋友。但如果控制不了自己的心的话，那个心就会成为我们最大的敌人。
And Krishna spoke about this to Arjuna specifically, because Arjuna's mind was flickering.
Krishna 之所以跟阿朱呢讲这番话，是因为当时阿朱呢的心是乱的一个状态。
Which is the nature of an uncontrolled mind to accept and reject.
那这个内心，他如果是不被控制的状态，他的那个表现出来的特性是什么呢？他就是接受或者是拒绝。
And Krishna's instructions to Arjuna were specifically to help him become resolute in purpose and become fixed on a singular goal.
那 Krishna 跟 Arjuna 在谈论如何控制自己的内心，就是要让阿朱呢知道他应该能够去控制住自己的内心，让那个内心只是要达到一个目标，全神贯注于一个目标。
And one of the obstacles that Krishna instructed that Arjuna needed to overcome was this uncontrolled mind.
那这个，Krishna 跟 Arjuna 就是谈话的过程当中，主要的Arjuna的有一个问题，就是他的那个内心呢是没有受控制的，而这个是他的障碍。
Of course, Krishna led Arjuna through a series of instructions which came to a final conclusion.
那当然了，这个 Krishna 跟 Arjuna 谈话谈了很多的内容，最后呢得到那个最终的那个结论。
And Krishna's conclusion to Arjuna was that you should fix your mind on me.
而 Krishna 跟 Arjuna 说，最终应该全神贯注一个目标。那么你要全神贯注那个目标，最终应该是我，就是那个至尊神 Krishna.
And that was the essence of Krishna's instructions.
而这个呢是 Krishna 整个教导的那个精华。
They culminated in that conclusion.
在这个结论里头看到。
However, there are many other scriptural teachings which helped us to understand what is required to first bring the mind under control.
那当然了，就是世上有很多的这些个典籍都是在谈如何先要把自己的心先控制住。
And although there may be some differences of opinion as to what is the actual ultimate conclusion.
尽管不同的典籍最后谈到的就是你要全神贯注的那个最终的那个目标是什么，那个目标可能谈的是不一样的，但主要谈的是先要控制住心。
There is no system of yoga which will argue against this principle.
那没有任何一个什么瑜伽的原则，不同的体系最后去反对这个最基本的一个原则。
That the mind has to be controlled.
那个原则就是一定要控制住自己的内心。
I doubt if you'll find any system of yoga which actually recommends don't bother controlling your mind.
我就是怀疑说你们最后能够找到任何一个瑜伽体系里头说你不需要控制你的心。
If they do, it's probably not a very authorized system of yoga.
如果有那个告诉你说你不需要去控制你的心的那种说法的话，那这种瑜伽就不是，应该不是授权了的那种瑜伽。
So, if controlling in the mind is consistent in any system of yoga, then certainly to have a discussion about controlling the mind is worthwhile.
所以呢，如果就是普遍的所有的典籍里都在谈一定要控制住那个自己的内心的话，那当然就是谈这个就是很有价值。
And the conclusion of controlling the mind, these topics can also be discussed according to one's faith.
那当然了，控制住自己的内心以后，最后把那个内心全神贯注于什么目标。这个到时候是可以谈论的，因为每一个人他的信仰的体系是不一样。
And as I said, that there may be differing opinions as to what is the actual conclusion.
就像我刚才讲过的，就是最后谈到最后的那个结论，可能是不太一样的。
What is the ultimate attainment or perfection for the person who engages in yoga?
也就是说。一个人练瑜伽，他最终要达到的那个最高的目标究竟是什么？可能有不同的一些个说法。
But for now, we will discuss about controlling the mind because this is undisputable.
但是呢，现在我们这个阶段，我们先谈的是怎么要控制住自己的内心，因为这个是大家可以理解的。
And conclusions, these can come later. They can come later.
那那个结论的这个部分呢，到时候后面我们都会谈到。
Now for me to speak on this topic, if it's even itself, I can honestly say that I am not extremely experienced in the knowledge of the Yogi Sutras.
那当然了，在谈这个控制心念的这个部分，我可以诚实的对大家说，有关 Yoga。Sutra 就是瑜伽经里在谈什么东西，其实我是不是太熟悉的。
I have not studied them extensively.
我没有就是很真正的就是深入的去研究瑜伽经。
And foremost, I have not accepted any teacher to teach me the Yoga Sutras.
而且呢，我也没有接受任何一个老师教我那个瑜伽经的内容，就他的那个灵修的程序。
So at best, the only thing I could offer to you from the Yoga Sutras is some academic or book knowledge.
那当然了，我最终跟您讲的那个瑜伽经的那些东西的话，那可能就是有关学问方面的一些个知识。
But book knowledge itself doesn't necessarily mean that that it will lead us to the actual goal of that knowledge.
But not.
To simply have book knowledge doesn't necessarily mean that it will lead us to the actual goal.
就是说，一个人单纯有书本的知识，并不能够最后带领我们去能够达到实际的那个最终的目标。
It is also consistent with all systems of yoga is that there also must be a teacher. Also, that is consistent with all systems of yoga, is that there must also be a teacher.
所以说如果要想要真正的最后达到一个实际的一个目的，就是学习这个经典的那个目的的话，一定要有一个老师带领。
Because it's very easy to read books and have a theoretical understanding about controlling the mind.
因为如果我们自己光是阅读书的话，我们可能很容易就得到那个理论，怎么样控制自己的内心。
But controlling the mind is very difficult business.
但是呢，实际上要实际的控制住自己的内心的话，那是一个非常困难的事情。
And generally, we'll find that there's a lot of resistance to controlling the mind.
那我们就会发现，经常我们就会发现，要真正的控制住自己的内心，实际上到时候会有很多很多的障碍。
And this is what Arjuna said to Krishna. He says, "You're telling me about controlling the mind and senses, but I can tell you to control them is more difficult than controlling the wind."
这个就是阿尔朱呢，在战场上听完那个 Krishna 讲的那个控制心以后，他就跟他说：“他说你告诉我要控制自己的内心啊，这方法。他说，但是呢，实际上控制自己的内心比控制风还要难。对我来说，阿尔朱呢说的。
Therefore, Arjuna was accepting Krishna as his teacher.
正因为如此呢，阿朱呢就把 Krishna 接受为他的那个老师。
And Krishna was giving very clear instructions to Arjuna, which were meant specifically for Arjuna.
然后那个老师呢，就专门针对这个阿朱呢的具体情况给他教导。
And that's the benefit of having a teacher.
所以这个就是人为什么一定要有那个专业的老师。
Because when you have a teacher, the instructions become more personalized and relevant to the practitioner.
因为人如果有了那样的老师以后，那么他的练习就会是非常具体的、个人化的。
But it just so happens that Krishna's teaching to Arjuna was not only for Arjuna's benefit.
但是呢，这个 Krishna 在当年给阿朱呢讲述薄伽梵歌的时候，他不是专门只是让阿尔朱呢得到利益而已。
Because Krishna was speaking for everyone's benefit.
因为当时 Krishna 在讲述薄伽梵歌的时候，是要让所有的人都能够从中得到利益。
And Arjuna was asking questions for everyone's benefit.
而当时阿尔朱呢，他当时提的问题也是为了所有的人都能够得到利益而提出了。
Not only for himself, but for all mankind.
他不是仅仅为自己提出那些个疑问，他是为了整个人类提出那些问题。
And therefore, Krishna's instructions, which are recorded in the Bhagavad Gita, can be studied even today, 5,000 years later, and be very relevant.
这就是为什么一直就是 Krishna 他讲述薄伽梵歌是5000多年前讲述的，但是呢，5000多年后的今天，我们大家仍然可以学习薄伽梵歌，而且觉得是跟自己都是能够有关联的。
But although Krishna's instructions to Arjuna are relevant today, 5,000 years later, still we find we need a teacher to help us to understand.
但是呢，尽管阿尔朱呢，不是 Krishna 给阿尔朱呢讲的这个薄伽梵歌，我们感受到它跟我们现代的生活是息息相关的，非常有帮助的。可是要了解、理解所有这些信息，还是需要有一个老师来指导我们学习。
And therefore, although I studied Bhagavad Gita, Krishna's instructions to Arjuna.43 years ago.
所以呢，尽管我当时就是42、43年前学习了这个Krishna 给阿尔朱呢讲述的薄伽梵歌。
When I was first introduced to the teachings of Bhagavad Gita.
那我一开始呢，就是被介绍给就是这个薄伽梵歌的这个老师。
After studying that Bhagavad Gita, I later became a disciple of the.
后来呢，我跟他学了这个薄伽梵歌以后，我就把这位老师，他叫 A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada，接受为了我的灵性导师，我成为他的学生。
And learn the essence of the teachings of Bhagavad Gita under his instruction.
然后在他的这个训导下去学习薄伽梵歌的那个内在的内涵。
So therefore, any yoga system that which one wishes to accept, it is also beneficial to accept a teacher of that yoga tradition.
所以说一个人无论是学习什么样的那种传统的瑜伽，那个接受一个老师去指导自己学习是非常有利的。
And also, therefore, I cannot claim to be a teacher, one who can teach you about the Yoga Sutras.
正因为如此，因为他自己没有这个系统的学习过瑜伽经，他说我就没有办法跟你们声称说我是可以教你们瑜伽经的那个老师。
Because I never accepted a teacher from that tradition.
他说因为我没有从那个传统当中接受过教导。
But I did learn a lot about controlling the mind.
但是呢，我确实学习了很多如何要控制内心。
So I can speak from that platform about controlling the mind.
所以呢，我就从如何控制内心的这个层面上给大家讲一些东西。
And I can also even refer to a little bit about mind control from other traditions as well.
当然了，我也可以去引述一些个其他的传统在怎么谈论如何控制心念的。
For instance, in the Patanjali.Yoga system, it describes different states of consciousness.
比方说就是 Patanjali 的这个瑜伽经里讲的如何控制这个内心的那个一个一个步骤。
And I've learned about these different stages from my own teachers.
那我呢是从我自己的老师那儿学习到的是怎么样的一步一步的这个八步瑜伽。
And it's described that the first stage is that what is a platform, which is called Chitta, which is uncontrolled.
那所以呢，去学习到一开始我们的内心是 shipta 的状态，是不受控制的状态。
An uncontrolled mind is a mind that simply wanders from one object of sense gratification and then goes to another object of sense gratification. It can never find any resting place.
在我们的内心不受控制的状态下的时候，我们的心总是在追寻一个感官享乐的目标，然后呢又不满足，又去追寻另一个感官享乐的目标，总之就没有心没有觉得可以安放在某一个对象上的那种状态。
So the symptom of a person who's in this stage is that the mind is always disturbed.
所以呢，这样的一种人，他表现出来的就是他的内心总是受打扰的一个状态。
Very restless, looking for something and then not finding what it needs and then looking for something.
他的内心始终就是动荡不安的啊，他找这个觉得不是他要的，找又去找那个，总之就是到处就乱找。
And in fact, this completely disturbed mind.Is one of the symptoms of the present age of Kali Yuga.
而事实上，这个内心不受控制、内心动荡不安的这个状态，是我们现在处在这个卡利年代，也就是虚伪纷争的年代，或者佛教说的末法年代的人的特征。
For instance, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it states that that the symptoms of this age are people live are short-lived.
那么就比如说圣典博伽瓦坛那个经典里就描述说，在这个年代里面，人们的寿命非常的短暂。
They're quarrelsome.
而且他们总是在纷争不断。
They're spiritually lazy.
在灵性上非常懒惰。
Misguided.
而且被误导。
Unlucky.
非常不幸。
And above all, always disturbed.
而且不仅如此，他们的内心始终是受打扰的一个状态。
These are tough symptoms to have to deal with.
这些都是我们必须要去处理的那些个最重要的那些个特征。
Quarrelsome means that the minds are so disturbed that even a slight provocation will create fighting between two individuals.
就是所谓的那个纷争不断，就是因为我们的内心始终的都是很。总是受打扰，因此只要有一点点小事发生，然后接下来就开始了纷争了，吵架打架。
So this state of shipta or disturbed mind is a very prevailing system, a symptom in this age.
所以呢，这种 shipta 的这种内心不受控制的状态啊，是这个年代现在非常突出的一种特征。
And the next stage is described as mudha, our bewildered state of mind.
那接下来的内心又在就是谈的就是内心的状态是 mudha, 是受迷惑的一个状态。
In that bewildered state of mind, the mind is affected by desires or affected by desire and anger.
啊，那这个受迷惑的内心状态是什么呢？就是内心被欲望以及愤怒所影响。
Which is a symptom of what is called the mode of passion.
那这个呢是激情属性的一种表现。
And sometimes it is affected by laziness or sleep or drowsiness.
有的时候呢也会被这种懒惰啦，或者是昏昏欲睡呀，这些状态所影响。
Which is a symptom of what is called the mode of ignorance.
那这种影响的话，那它主要是由愚昧属性造成的。
Being influenced by these two lower modes, the mind is always confused.
所以呢，人受这两种比较低等的属性的影响，也就是激情属性和愚昧属性的影响，他的心总是处在一种迷惑的状态。
So not only is it disturbed, but it's also confused and very indecisive.
所以他这个内心就是始终处在受打扰的状态，而且是迷惑不解的一个状态。
And then it's described that the next stage is called Vikshipta.
那接下来的内心再往上的一个状态叫
Vikshipta.
Vikshipta.
And this Vikshipta stage is called distracted.
Vikshipta 的这种状态是一种分心不集中的一个状态。
A person who's at this stage is a stage very similar to the stage we already described as disturbed, Vikshipta.
那这种状态的人跟我们刚才描述的那个 Shipta 的那个状态，就是总是受打扰的状态是挺相似的。
But in the stage of Vikshipta, distracted, sometimes there are little periods of time where the mind becomes a little steady.
那但是在这个 Vikshipta 的这个状态，也就是第三个层面的这个状态，尽管跟第一个是挺相似的，可是它有一种什么呢？就有的时候短暂的时间，它是处在比较稳定的一个状态。
Although the overall symptom of disturbed is still prevalent.
尽管这个总的来说总是受打扰的那个状态还是有这种表现。
But sometimes it's just a little steadiness there and we can actually get a little bearing and peacefulness.
但是呢在那种状态下它是有一些个短暂的这种稳定平静的一个状态。
Therefore, the stage is called distracted because it's very temporary and we immediately become distracted by objects of sense enjoyment.
正因为如此我们说是分心的一个状态，也就是它刚刚有那么一点点平静和稳定的一个状态，突然又被另外一个感官享乐的对象，一个对象又吸引去了。
And the next stage is called ekagra, or concentrated.
那再下一个阶段叫做 ekagra, 是专注的状态。
Ekagrata means a concentrated state of single-mindedness.
那这个 ekagra 的这个状态，它是叫做它的内心只专注于一个对象。
And the symptoms of this concentrated state of single-mindedness are.
那么专注于一个对象的那个表现是
？Is that Either one is able to fix oneself upon an object external to oneself.
那个表现就是要么他可以把那个注意力专注在身外的某一个对象上面。
Whether it be external or even an object internal.
或者是内心的某一个内容上面。
But one is dependent upon an object to be fixed upon.
但是
One is dependent on an object.To be fixed upon.
但是呢，那个时候人还必须要依靠某一个对象来让那个内心达到专注的状态。
One becomes just like a flame in a windless room.
那这个就像是那个人像那个 flame 火焰在一个屋子里头。I don't understand the logic.
flame of the windless room, it doesn't flicker. There's no wind.
Okay. 所以那个就像是比方说我们看到一个蜡烛在一个房间里头是没有风的一个状态的那种状态。
One becomes fixed on an object, and then also one overcomes the influence of these lower modes of passion and ignorance.
那那个时候人他是可以专注于一个对象，不管是内在还是外在的，同时呢，他也不再受激情属性和愚昧属性的影响。
Which, as we said, is lower modes of passion is the influence of desires and anger.
啊，就像我们刚才描述的那个。激情属性的状态，它所表现的就是愤怒，还有不断的欲望。
And a lower mode of ignorance is tendency to sleep and be lazy.
啊，那个愚昧属性的表现呢，就是那个人就会显得就是就很懒惰，而且想睡觉，昏昏欲睡。
So due to the single-mindedness, the single-pointed attention, one becomes free from the lower influence and it comes to the platform which is called sattva.
所以人通过让自己达到专注于一个对象的那种状态，就使得自己能够从愚昧属性和激情属性这些比较低等的属性的影响下摆脱出来，让自己上升到善良属性的那个层面上。
The fifth stage of the consciousness of the mind is called Niruddha.
那这个意识的这个内心的第五个状态叫做 Niruddha.
And in this Niruddha stage, actually one becomes fully controlled.
在 Niruddha 的那个状态下，人的内心是完全受到了控制。
And not only is the mind fully controlled, but the mind is fully controlled naturally and is not dependent upon any specific external object to be focused on.
那种那个专注的状态，它不仅仅是达到了专注，而且它不需要有一个外界的某一个事物来借助它达到专注的状态，自然而然就达到专注的状态。
The mind becomes fixed in its completely natural state.
也就是那个他的内心是非常自然的就达到了那种稳定的状态。
As if all its purposes have been achieved.
而这种就是他好就好像他所有的目标都已经达成了一样。
And in this controlled state of mind, one becomes peaceful.
在这种完全控制住内心的一个状态的情况下，人就变得非常的平静。
Because this is the actual goal of having a controlled mind.
因为这个就是控制内心的那个。真正的目的要达到平静。
For instance, Krishna tells Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita, for one who is not connected with the Supreme can have either a controlled mind nor steady intelligence.
那一个人就是
For one who is not connected with the Supreme.
Okay, 就是这个在《薄伽梵歌》里头 ，Krishna 就跟 Arjuna 说，一个控制不了自己内心不能够把自己的内心跟这个至尊者相连的人，他没有办法控制自己的内心和智力。
Can have neither a controlled mind nor steady intelligence. Without which there is no possibility of peace.
也就是说，一个人如果不跟至尊者相连的话，他是不可能控制住自己的内心和智力的。
How can there be any happiness without peace?
那一个人不能够控制自己的内心和智力，就不可能有平静。没有平静，怎么可能有快乐呢
？So, Krishna specifically is telling Arjuna.That you have to be connected with the Supreme.
所以呢，这个 Krishna 就在告诉 Arjuna 具体的，就跟他说，你必须要跟至尊者相连。
In order to have this completely controlled mind.
这样的话才能够达到完全控制内心的状态。
Now, according to what we just described before from the Patanjali Yoga system, the conclusion is to have.A completely controlled mind, but not to be dependent upon anything external.
这个如果是根据Patanjali 的瑜伽经的话，他就是说让心得到了控制，但是不需要 依靠任何对象。
Do you know what I said?
I know what you said, but because
it's not fair.
It's what? The highest stage is the same thing as you described.
But I didn't say that yet. I'm going to say that. So don't change what I'm going to say.
I didn't
change. I'm dedicated to that point.
I didn't change. I just feel confused because...
As I just described, in the stage of Niruddha, one is not dependent on an external thing. That's the last thing I said.
Yes. But you said, according to Patanjali, he...
At that stage of Niruddha.
Uh-huh. Okay.
OK, 那那个so now I understand the logic. 他说就是他说的那个 Niruddha 的那个状态也是 Patanjali 讲的那个状态就是那个时候是不需要外在的一个对象来让自己的内心达到稳定的状态控制的状态
But actually purpose of having a controlled mind is to be connected to the Supreme
但是呢控制内心的目标实际上就是为了达到能够让我们跟至尊者相连
And Krishna says to Arjuna For one who conquers the mind super soul is reached and he attains tranquility
就像Krishna 跟 Arjuna 在博迦梵歌里说的一个控制了自己内心的人那么他就跟超灵就连接起来了他的内心是完全平静的
For such a man, heat and cold, happiness and distress, honor and dishonor are all the same.
这样的一种人对于苦乐、荣誉或者是 不名誉都是他是没有相对性的对待，全部都是平等的看待。
Therefore, the goal of having a completely controlled mind is to be connected to the Supreme.
所以，控制内心的目的就是要跟至尊者相连。
And the difference is in one system, first mind control is there in order to become connected.
那这个目标就是那个，但是区别在什么地方？一个在谈的是先要就是这个瑜伽经里谈的是先控制你的内心然后去跟至尊者相连
But according to Krishna's instructions to Arjuna which he culminated in Bhagavad Gita which were culminated in his teachings in the Bhagavad Gita Krishna says just fix your mind on me
但是呢在博迦梵歌里头 Krishna 告诉 Arjuna 说你从一开始就把注意力放在我身上就可以了
And that was the conclusion of all these other instructions.
而这个就是所有的不同的教导的那个最终的结论
So although control of the mind is a method for actually becoming connected to the Supreme.
所以呢控制内心实际上到最后就是要跟至尊者相连
For one who can become connected even before the mind is fully controlled, he has an added advantage.
所以呢，如果一个人不是先机械的控制心，然后再去跟至尊者相连，而是直接上来就是跟至尊者相连的话，那他所得到的好处是更多的。
That added advantage is just like Arjuna had actually an added advantage is that Krishna, the Supreme, was instructing him.
那而这个更多的这个额外的这个好处是什么呢？就是你看人家尔朱呢，人家得到了 Krishna 直接的面授教导。
And Arjuna was connected by hearing his instructions.
而尔朱呢是透过聆听至尊者 Krishna 的讲话，跟他连接上。
So Arjuna had the added advantage of being connected even before his mind was fully controlled.
所以说 Arjuna 他当时内心还没有受到控制但是他已经得到了这个好处了就是跟至尊者相连了。
And because he had that connection, he was able to be helped along the way by that having that connection.
而且由于他是先跟至尊者相连因此他接下来在控制他的内心的时候随时随地都能够得到帮助。
Because Krishna says, Ananyas Chintayato Mam Gejana Payupashante, Tesham Nityabhayogdhanam Yoga Kshema Vahamyana. He says, to those who are always endeavoring to think of me.
所以呢 Krishna 在博迦梵歌里说了对于那些个一直努力的想着我的人来说
Just by endeavoring to fix one's mind on Krishna.
仅仅因为他努力的试图要把自己的心放在至尊者 Krishna 身上
Krishna, because
he recognizes the effort.
Krishna, 至尊者就会承认认就是看出那个人的那个努力。
And he says, for those who are endeavoring to fix their mind on me, whatever progress they've made, I preserve for them.
所以呢，他就说，对那些个努力把内心啊，把这个注意力放在我身上的人，无论他在进步的路途上得到什么，我都替他保留。
And whatever they lack, I give to them.
无论他缺少什么，我给他补充上。
That's a good connection to have.
这个就是跟他连接上。
Yes.
这是跟他连接上以后的那个好处。
But Krishna says, if you would just endeavor, I'll accept that endeavor as good as being fixed on me.
所以 Krishna 就说，你只要去努力，我就把那个你的努力视为是最终得到的那个。
And he specifically says, those who endeavor to fix their minds on me, to meditate on me.
他就是非常具体的说，那些个努力把注意力放在我身上，就是 Krishna 身上把冥想 Krishna 的那个。
Therefore, even if one doesn't have a fully controlled mind,
所以即使是人没有完全控制住自己的内心，
one can get help both from within and from without in order to bring the mind under control.
即使一个人没有完全控制住内心，但是只要他跟至尊者相连了，他就能够从外在从内在都得到帮助，让他最后达到完全控制内心的目的。
And therefore, in Krishna's instructions about controlling the mind,
因此呢，就是 Krishna 谈论的那个控制内心的那个程序。
Krishna says, "Yoginam apisavesham madgatinam taratmana shravan bhajate yomam same yuktatamo mataha." That of all yogis.
Krishna 就在这句梵文，在这个梵文诗节里就说了，对所有的瑜伽师来说
，Those who always abide in me in great faith and determination，
那些始终怀着信心、坚定不移的去注意力放在我身上的人
，And who worship me with devotion，
而且呢是怀着奉爱之情在崇拜我的人
，They are most intimately united with me，
他们是非常紧密的跟我连接在一起。
And I consider them to be the highest of all.
而我认为他们是所有瑜伽师当中最高级的瑜伽师。
So Krishna makes this statement also to Arjuna.
所以 Krishna 呢就把这个跟 Arjuna 做了这样的说明。
That he recommends, if you depend on me, I'll help you.
他的这个劝告忠告是，如果你依靠我的话，我就会帮助你。
Whereas there are other systems of yoga which require first controlling the mind by our efforts alone.
那其他的瑜伽体系呢？其他的瑜伽体系强调的是，你先自己努力的去控制自己的内心。
And that's not very easy.
那这种努力实际上是非常非常困难的。
Simply to struggle doing it alone without having help is a very difficult process, and Arjuna.Quite frankly, rejected it.
就是仅仅靠自己自身的努力去控制内心，实际上是非常困难的，不好做。所以这个Arjuna他当时当 Krishna 给他介绍这个的时候，他就拒绝了这个方法。
And when Krishna recommended it to Arjuna, he was testing Arjuna.
当 Krishna 就是给Arjuna介绍这个八部瑜伽的时候，实际上他是在考验 Arjuna.
Arjuna said.I can't do that.
然后尔朱呢，当时就说了，我做不了。
You're asking me to do something that is just too difficult for me to do.
你现在要求我做的事儿，对我来说是太困难的了。
Because if I try to control my mind and senses, it's like trying to control the raging wind.
他说，因为我努力的想要控制我自己的内心和我的感官，但是呢，我就觉得这个就像控制风一样。
It's like that stage. It's like the stage we described of Vikshipta. Is that sometimes I make it, I get a little peace.
这个就是有的时候就像我们努力了以后，我们觉得哎呦哎呦，终于达到了一点点的那个平静的状态。
But But then I'm always distracted by some other proposal that comes in that looks a little bit better.
然后接下来呢，就别人那另外一个人提了一个什么建议，我就觉得哎呦，好像看起来比这个还好一些嘛，我又被吸引走了。
My mind becomes agitated again. Well, I gotta have it.
啊，然后我们的心接下来就又开始乱了，然后就是心想我必须要得到那个东西。
Sure, many of you may have had that experience.
相信你们每个人都有这样的体会。
Finally, peace with yourself. You're thinking, oh.I know, I don't, I finally realized I don't need this anymore.
然后呢, you said that they...
Finally at peace with myself and I realized I don't need something anymore.
They already experienced, you said. Or,
I'm sure many of you may have experienced this before.
Yes.OK, 所以呢他说我相信你们所有的人以前都有过这样的体验，就是我终于内心得到了某一种平静，然后我再也不需要其他的了。
And you made an internal resolution. That's it. I know I wanted it before, but now I'm at peace. I don't have it.
所以呢你内心的就是下了决定了，哦，就这样了吧，我呢那个知道我以前是想要那个来着，但是现在我的内心平静了，所以我就不要了。
Then all of a sudden you become distracted by another proposal.
然后呢，刚刚有了这样的一个状态，然后突然一下又被别的东西又吸引走了。
And you think, I thought I had this resolved.
啊，然后你就又沮丧了。哎，我觉得我本来已经解决了我的问题了。
But this proposal looks really attractive. Maybe.
啊，但是呢，现在的这个另外一个提议看起来真的是太有吸引力了。
You know when your mind is agitated and running again. Oh.
然后自己的内心又开始的就是被另外一个吸走了，又去追求另外一个东西了。
This is Vikshipta. It's a distracted state.
啊，所以这个就叫 Vikshipta， 就是一直是不断分心的一个状态。
We get a little resolution sometimes, and mind becomes a little peaceful, but then
刚刚得到了一个什么结论了，然后心里都稍微平静一些了，然后又被打扰了。
Whether it's from a recommendation from a friend, or whether it's from a billboard, or from a television commercial.
啊，不管是什么，结果呢又被其他的，比方说我的朋友啊，或者是什么那个电视里头啊，哪里哪里的给的一个建议又收又被吸走了啊 ，Facebook 又吸走了。
Or Facebook is that what you said? Facebook, that's a good one. Facebook always pops up with all the things that you're thinking about. Isn't that what Facebook is for? It's meant to distract you, but it also knows all the things that are in your mind, and therefore the advertisements that come up are always according to the things that you have in your mind.
这个就是他们对 Facebook 的看法，就是那个 Facebook 始终就是一会儿一个信息来了，一会儿一个信息来了，就是让我们分心。因为什么呢？而且他讲的是，有的时候因为他们知道大家都要什么，结果就给你这么一个广告，那么一个提议。
Facebook knows all the searches that you made before you became resolute. Facebook knows all the searches on the internet that you made before you became resolute.
就是那个 Facebook 实际上他们在后台都统计每一个人上网的那个频率啊什么的，最后就研究出你这个人特别喜欢什么。所以在你达到什么之前，他已经开始给你提这个建议，提那个建议，给你这广告那广告。
It remembers all of those searches.
而且他们记录所有的那些个上网的那些人都上什么内容。
So that all of a sudden something will pop up.
然后就突然就是在你这儿就会就出来特定的。
And you may think, oh, I'm not thinking about those things anymore.
啊，也许你自己想说，哦，就有关这一类的事儿，我再也不去考虑了。
I was searching for them before, but I'm not searching for them.
我以前是找过这一类东西，但是现在我就不再找了。但是他就一直不断的就类似这个方面的信息就一直不断的出来
we get distracted.
然后接下来就让我们又分心了
so there's so many distractions.
所以呢就是让我们分心的事物是那么的多
and to find that steady state of controlled mind by our own efforts is very difficult.
所以说靠我们自己的努力让我们能够达到那种就是内心平衡稳定的状态实际上是非常困难的
Therefore, obtaining a controlled mind is always beneficial.
当然了，就是能够达到控制内心的有那个状态，永远对我们都是有好处的。
And although the result of a fully controlled mind is the same.
尽管呢就是完全控制内心的那种结果是同样的。
Well, one's mind becomes completely fully controlled.
也就是一个人的内心完全被控制住了。
Through one's own efforts.
是透过自己的努力。
Which is very rarely achieved.
这种是非常非常罕见的能够达到。
Just as Krishna says, when one the mind, one who's fully controlled the mind.Then he actually can perceive the presence of the super soul.
所以就像 Krishna 在《薄伽梵歌》里说的，说一个人当他完全控制住自己的内心以后，他就能够感知到自己内心的那个超灵的存在。
And when he perceives the presence of the super soul in the mind, that is his natural state.
而当他能够感知到自己内心超灵的存在的那种状态，是他真正的状态。
The natural state is to follow the superior dictation of the Supreme.
而那个时候呢，就是他可以这个去遵循、聆听到至尊者给他的那些个。
And that is a method of transcending duality.
这个呢，就是最后能够超越的相对性
那
些个信息。
When one transcends duality, that means he has a clear vision.
当一个人能够超越相对性的时候，他的眼光是很清澈的了，他的看问题是很清醒的。
His vision is that he sees everything connected to the Supreme.
他就能够看清，其实天地万事万物都跟至尊者是有联系的。
In Chaitanya Charitamrita, it said, "Dvaita Bhadra Bhadra Gyan Sabu Mano Dhamma, E Bala E Manda E Sabu Dhamma." In the material world, to say.This is good, this is bad, is all mental speculation.
在永恒的柴坦经里，柴坦亚经里头就说了，在物质世界里头说这个是好的，那个是不好的，等等等等，实际上全部都是虚假的。
Therefore, to say this is good, this is bad, it's all a mistake.
因此你说这个是好的，那个是不好的，其实那个你得出来的结论全部是错的。
The word that is used is monodharma.
所以呢，他用的那个词叫 Manodharma。
Dvaita Bhadra Bhadra Gyan Sabha Manodharma。Mano means mind and Dharma means religion。
Mano 的梵文的意思就是内心，脑子 ；Dharma 的意思是宗教的意思。
And therefore, duality is the religion of the mind。
所以呢，这节经文里讲的就是说，这个相对性实际上是。我们的脑子或者是内心的一种宗教
The uncontrolled mind.
也就是意思是没有控制住内心的状态的想法
this is good, this is bad.
那他的那种判断就是这个是好的那个是不好的
I want to accept this, I want to reject that.
我想要接受这个我要拒绝那个
I like this, I don't like that.
我喜欢这个我不喜欢那个
Many places Krishna describes different types of dualities.
就是 Krishna 在很多的在经典里很多的地方都在谈那个相对性的问题。
Heat and cold, happiness, distress, honor, dishonor.
冷热苦乐荣辱。
Therefore, Krishna says, when one conquers the mind, one reaches the super soul. Heat and cold, happiness, distress, honor, dishonor, they're all the same.
所以呢。这个 Krishna 在《薄伽梵歌》里说了，一个能够控制住内心的人，他就可以感知到超灵的存在。对他来说，冷热、苦乐、荣辱等等都是一样。
Because this duality is the religion of the mind.
因为这一切其实都是脑子里杜撰出来的。
Therefore, actually, it makes me think of another analogy.
那现在呢，就是讲到这儿，我突然想起了另外一个比喻。
This is also another verse that describes the natures of dualities in this world.
那是另外一节诗，就是在描述这个世界里头的那个相对性。
And the recommendation for transcending the dualities is to fix the mind on Krishna.
那个推荐我们能够超越这种相对性的那个建议是要让我们把心专注在至尊者 Krishna 身上。
And this example speaks about dualities in relationship to dreams.
那这一节诗就描述了那个相对性跟那个梦境的关系，睡梦的关系。
Because dreams are something that we all have experienced.
啊，因为我们大家都做过梦。
Anybody here hasn't dreamed before?
在这儿的各位有没有做梦的人吗？都做过梦。
We all experience some dreams, and there are two types of dreams.
而我们的梦有两种。
Right, good dreams.
有美梦。
And there's bad dreams.
有噩梦。
Anybody had a good dream before?
啊，大家有没有做过美梦啊，好梦啊
？Anyone had a bad dream before?
大家也都做过噩梦吧
？All have experience of good and bad.
所以大家啊都已经感受过这个好的梦、噩梦的那个。
So this verse describes the duality of this world to be like good and bad dreams.
那所以呢，这一节诗就是比喻说这个世界里头的相对性的东西就跟好梦、噩梦。
And it says that although the dualities of this material world do not ultimately exist.
经典里就说了，尽管实际上最终这个世界里的相对性是根本不存在的。
The conditioned soul considers them to be real due to his conditioned intelligence.
那么受制约的灵魂之所以觉得这个物质世界里的相对性的这些东西都是真的，是因为他们的智力是受到限制。
This imaginary experience of a world that is separate from Krishna.
这种去想象这个世界跟 Krishna 至尊神 Krishna 是分开的。
Can be compared to the experience of dreaming and desiring.
这种状态被这个比喻被比喻为是desire and
dreaming and desire.
被比喻为是梦和这个欲望。
When the conditioned soul dreams of something very wonderful or something very horrible.
当一个受制约的灵魂做梦，就什么特别好，什么特别的不好。
Or when he daydreams of something he would like to have or something he would like to avoid.
就是受制约的灵魂在晚上做的梦是梦到有什么特别可怕的事情，有什么特别美好的事情。但是呢，他白天的白日梦呢，就是他想要得到什么东西。
He creates a reality which has no existence beyond his imagination.
然后他就在他的内心里头创造出根本就不存在的那个虚幻的东西。
So, I will explain this analogy.
那我呢，就是用这个比喻来解释。
In a way that we can all understand.
这样的话，我们大家都可以理解。
Now, think back about some good dreams that you have.
大家就想一下，你曾经做过的那个美梦。
Why was the dream good?
为什么你觉得那梦特好
？Generally, the dream is good because you were dreaming about something that you really wanted.
是不是我们做到美梦的时候，是因为正好是我们本来想要得到那个东西，在梦里出现了。
You were enjoying that in your dream.
然后呢，你在你的梦境里头在享受你想要的东西。
And then when you woke up,
然后当你就是醒过来的时候
，you were very unhappy.
你就会特别不高兴。
Generally, what happens when you wake up?
一般的情况下就是这样，在做美梦的时候，醒过来的时候都不太开心的。
But why are you unhappy?
为什么你不开心呢？
It was only a dream.
你就会这不过就是个梦而已。
You were really enjoying it, but when you woke up, everything was.
你本来在梦里头正很享受的，结果当你一醒来的时候，所有的一切都消失了。
Now think about the bad dream.
然后再去想一想曾经做过的噩梦。
When you had the bad dream, bad dream is generally bad because you're not very happy.
那这个你做噩梦的时候，之所以你觉得那是噩梦，是因为在梦里头那个梦境是让你很不开心的一个状态。
And in your dream, you're wishing that this wasn't happening.
然后在你的那个梦境里头，你就特别希望不要发生这种事情。
But it's so real, it's almost like it's happening.
但是呢，在梦境里头，所有的一切显得是那么的真实，就像是真实在发生一样。
And then you wake up.
然后你就突然醒过来了。
And you're happy.
然后醒过来以后，你就特别高兴了。
Why are you happy?
为什么你就开心了呢
？You're happy because
It was only a dream.
啊，你之所以感到开心，因为你就意识到啊，刚才只不过是做了一场噩梦。
So when you had the good dream and you woke up, you were sad.
所以当你做美梦的时候，你醒过来的时候，你是悲伤。
And when you had the bad dream when you woke up, you were happy.
但是呢，当你做噩梦呢，你醒过来的时候，你就觉得特别开心。
But both the happiness and the sadness you were experiencing. wasn't connected to reality, it was only connected to a dream.
但是无论你是开心的状态还是不开心的状态跟真实有关系吗没什么关系只不过是跟你的梦境有关系。
But yet, was so happy and so sad, but it's not connected to anything that was real.
啊你那个醒过来以后你感到那么的开心或者是那么的不开心跟真实跟现实有关系吗没关系只是相对于那个梦来说的。
That's only the night dream.
那这些我们谈到的就是我们做晚上的梦的时候的一个状态。
Then there's the day dream.
接下来呢，就是我们现在每天做的白日梦。
The only difference between the night dream and the day dream is at night time we're sleeping, and the day dream we're also sleeping, but we're supposedly awake.
好，那这唯一的区别就是在晚上梦的时候，我们就躺床上在那儿睡觉嘛，对不对？那在白天的时候，其实我们也是在做梦、睡觉的一个状态，但是我们觉得我们是在活动。
Because in the daydream, we're dreaming of something we would like to have.
啊，因为在我们的这个白日梦里头，我们特别梦想着我们能够得到什么。
And we're so happy because we're thinking, yes, at least someday I may have.
然后我们在梦想我们得到什么的时候我们觉得好开心的我就想着 OK 有一天到最后我就可以得到这个东西
And if we thinking during our dream that yes when I finally have it then I'll be happy
然后呢在我们的白日梦里头我们就想说如果透过我们的努力最终我们得到我们想要的那个的话那最终我就会开心了
So we're happy our happiness is connected to the daydream of obtaining that which will make me happy
所以我们这个在白天的这个那种白日梦的那个快乐实际上是跟我们的向往是有关系的
But that daydream is just like Vikshipta
但是呢那个白日梦就像 Vikshipta
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 Vikshipta Vikshipta It's because we're happy, but when we finally get it, it doesn't really give us the happiness we thought we would have.
但是呢，我们就会发现，我们在我们梦想得到就会快乐。可是当我们努力了真得到以后，也觉得没什么可开心的。
And because it doesn't fully satisfy the self, then we look for another object to dream about.
那因为什么呢？因为我们终于得到那个东西，并不能够去满足自己内在的真我，因此我们又去找另外一个东西，是不是可以满足我们的内心？
There's no shelter for the uncontrolled mind.
所以呢，我们的内心的状态就是一直游荡、来回徘徊在不同的目标上面，从来也没有一个得到真正的一个所谓能够停靠的港湾吧。
So during the daydream, we dream of something we want to have, or dream of something that we want to avoid.
所以呢，在这种白日梦里头，我们就会梦想着要得到我们想要得到的什么东西，然后呢，我们就梦想着能够避免掉我们不要的东西。
And that daydreaming also creates a reality that has no existence beyond our imagination.
而这个在白日梦里头，我们的内心也是创造出来的那些幻象的东西其实跟真实的存在是根本就没有关系而且没有超越那个幻象
We create our own realities.
我们实际上我们的内心始终不断地在创造我们自己的实相听过这种话吧
They have no existence beyond our imagination.
而实际上它根本就没有超越我们的那个想象的范围不存在
Therefore what theThis duality, the only way to transcend this duality and to come to the platform of reality.
所以呢，到底怎么能够超越这种相对性，而最后真正的能够达到真实存在的状态呢？
The intelligent person must control the mind.
啊，这个有智慧的人，他必须要控制住自己的内心。
By restricting it from the tendency of seeing things separate from Krishna.
啊，那怎么控制呢？就是一定要控制他，不要总是想任何事情都是跟至尊神是分开的那种状态。
And when the mind is thus controlled, one actually comes to a platform of being fearless.
当人能够这样控制自己的内心的时候，到最后他就能够达到完全稳定的状态。
So this is the recommendation which is given by Krishna to Arjuna.
所以这个就是 Krishna 在《薄伽梵歌》里给 Arjuna 的那个建议。
And this is the recommendation which is given by the teachers that are in the line of Bhakti Yoga.
而这个呢，也就是我们。奉爱瑜伽就是也是奉爱瑜伽的那些个前辈的灵性导师们给的建议。
That the goal is the same.
啊，那个目标都是一样的。
But the means for achieving it are different.
但是呢，那个达到目标的手段或者是方式是不一样的。
In the process of bhakti yoga.
在奉爱瑜伽的程序里面。
One simply makes the effort to fix the mind on Krishna.
人只是。简单的努力把自己的心集中在至尊神 Krishna 身上。
And as we said, when Krishna, who is also within, as a super soul.
啊，就像我们讲的 Krishna, 的神，他也作为超灵，同时在我们的内在。
When Krishna witnesses our efforts to fix our minds on Him.
当这个在我们内心处在我们内心的那个超灵，他。见证到我们为了能够把自己的注意力放在他身上而去做努力
Krishna will help.
那他就会帮助我 Krishna 就会帮助我
And therefore in Bhakti Yoga the goal is established right from the very beginning.
啊，所以呢在奉爱瑜伽里头他是从一开始就把那个目标就已经明确了
And progress simply means making progress to achieve the ultimate goal which is to fix the mind on Krishna.
那因为这个目标明确了，然后接下来就是一步一步怎么能够达到那个最高的目标，就是把那个注意力放在他身上。
Therefore, an intelligent person who understands that what is the goal of controlling the mind.
啊，所以呢，有智慧的人，他们就会明白要控制内心的目标目的是什么。
Will take help from Krishna.
然后呢，他们就会从 Krishna 那儿。从神那儿得到帮助。
My teacher, Srila Prabhupada, used to give the example.
那我的灵性导师，我的老师圣帕帕德曾经就是。
He said to try to make progress by our own efforts alone.
他说，如果就是仅仅想要光靠我们自己的努力。
It's like a person, like he said, compares it to like a silversmith who, when he does his work.He has a little hammer and he hammers away very slowly at his work.
啊，那就像那个去做这个叫什么这个银器的那个匠，他会用那个小锤子一点一点的去敲啊，他要敲成的那个形状。
Very meticulously he hammers at his work and he tries to get the result.
啊，他就是一直就是在那很辛苦、很细心的在那一点一点的努力，想要把它做成一个成品。
He said, but in Bhakti Yoga, it's like the
Blacksmith.
So in Bhakti Yoga, the recommended process is to follow Krishna's instructions.
啊，所以呢，奉爱瑜伽它的建议就是说要遵循神的 Krishna 的教导。
And the recommended process for controlling the mind in this age.
那么这个年代里面，推荐我们的控制内心的方法是
is chanting Hare Krishna.
是吟诵吟唱 Hare Krishna mantra.
Now, why is it recommended?
为什么是这么样的在推荐呢？
It's recommended because Krishna has invested all of his potencies in his names.
因为 Krishna 已经把他所有的力量注入到 Hare Krishna mantra 里面去了。
And anyone who connects themselves to chanting Krishna's names immediately connects themselves to Krishna.
所以任何一个人如果跟这个 Krishna 的名字能够接触上的话，他等于是立刻就跟神本人 Krishna 本人就接触上。
Kali Nama Rupa Krishna Avatar Nama Hoite Hoisava Jagat Nistara. In the age of Kali, the Supreme descends as the avatar, Krishna, Kali Kali Nama Rupa Krishna Avatar. He descends in the form of his name.
所以呢，经典里就说了，在这个喀利年代里面，至尊神 Krishna 以他的圣名的形式化身前来。
And anyone who associates with Krishna in his name is as good as associating with Krishna directly.
所以任何一个人透过这个 Krishna 的名字去跟他交流的，就跟他本人交流是一样的。
And certainly is the liberty.
那他无疑就会得到拯救。
As we said, yoga means to connect with the supreme.
就像我们说的，实际上瑜伽真正的目的就是要跟至尊者相连。
So we can either try to control the mind.
所以呢，我们可以就是透过控制自己的内心。
And after a very long, difficult process of controlled mind, one may connect with the supreme.
我们可以就是先尝试，要么就是先努力控制自己的内心，然后经过一个很漫长的一个过程以后，最后再去跟至尊神相连。
Or we can accept the supreme who appears to us in the form of his name.
或者是我们呢，先接受这个至尊者作为至高无上的人。
He says, "Here I am."
然后就是接受他了以后，是至尊者了以后，就说 OK， 我就在这儿了。
Take me.
以他的圣名就是接受。
I'm ready to come with you everywhere you go.
就是无论你到哪，我就到哪，我愿意始终跟随你。
I'll be with you all the time whenever you call my name.
那个 Krishna 他本身就说了，只要你呼唤我的名字，我就马上就出现在你面前。
And not only will I be with you, but I'm ready to help you.
我不仅仅随时随地的要跟你在一起，而且我还准备帮助你。
If you are in difficulty, you call my name, I'll be there to help you.
如果你处在困境当中，你只要呼唤我的名字，我就准备帮助你。
If you are in difficulty and you try to remember me by calling my name, I will protect you.
当你处在一个困境当中，你努力的要想起我，然后你呼唤我的话，那我就会保护你。
And even if you forget me, but if you call out my name, I will come, and you will be able to remember me.
那么哪怕是你忘了我了，但是只要你叫出了我的名字，我就会到你面前来，那个时候你就会记起我。
So, therefore, in this age, which is a very difficult age.
所以说呢，在我们现在所处的这个年代，这是一个非常困难的年代，困难。
Some of the symptoms of this age.
我们刚才已经谈了这个年代里所表现出来的一些特征。
In this age, Krishna has made the process of self-realization and perfection the easiest process.
而在这个困厄的年代里头 ，Krishna 把我们觉悟自我的整个那个程序，把它变得特别最简单的那个。
Because to sit and to simply control the mind by our own efforts alone, Arjuna already said, "I can't do it."
就像我们刚才说的，仅仅靠自己的努力去控制自己的内心，那么前面Arjuna就说了，我做不了。
And because Krishna was testing Arjuna, therefore Krishna culminated all his instructions by concluding, "Just think of me."
所以呢，这个Arjuna 他Krishna 他一开始就是等于为了测试这个Arjuna，所以他就给他推荐了各种各样的程序，但是到了最后他就干脆就跟他说，你就想着我就好了。
This is the easiest way to control the mind.
这个是控制我们内心最容易的方法。
We're not going to say it's the best way, but we'll say it's the easiest way.
我们不说是最好的方法，但是我们说这是最容易的方法。
Because it's natural.
因为这个是最自然的事情。
It's not artificial.
这个方法一点都不是人造的，那个人为的。
it's very natural to remember Krishna.
就是去记忆 Krishna， 实际上是一个最自然的一个状态。
Because it's our natural state of consciousness.
因为这个是我们本来的意识的那个自然的状态。
What is unnatural is forgetfulness.
而真正不自然的状态是我们遗忘了。
That's our unnatural state of existence.
这个是我们存在当中的不自然的状态，那个遗忘是不自然的。
It's like when a fish is in the water, it's in its natural habitat.
啊，这个就像是那个鱼在水里头，那对它来说是很自然的事情，一个环境。
As long as the fish is in its water, in its element, the fish can live very naturally.
啊，就是只要这个鱼在水里的时候，它是自由的、自然的游动啊，生活。
But you take the fish out of water.
但是如果你把鱼就是从水里头给捞起来
，put it on the land.
把它放在土地上。
And you see the fish is flapping.
那你就看那个鱼就一直不断的乱蹦。
What can you do for the fish?
那你对这鱼能做什么呀
？Give him a drink.
你给它喝的东西。
What can you do for the fish as long as it's out of the water?
啊，就是在这个鱼。从水里出来的那种状态下，你到底能为鱼做什么呢？
Give it a cigarette to smoke.
你给他这个烟抽一抽烟。
Television to watch.
给他去看电视。
A mattress to lie down on.
啊，给他一个就是很好的一个席梦思，让他躺下去。
That's what we're trying to do.
这个都是我们一直努力在做的事儿。
We're in an unnatural place.
我们处在一个完全不自然的一个地方。不是我们原本的地方。
It's unnatural to not see how I'm connected to Krishna.
啊，所以说就是看不到一切都跟至尊神是连起来的，那种是不自然的一个状态。
Therefore, very unnaturally, we think, "Oh, let me enjoy this, and that will make me happy."
因此，我们就在不自然的这个状态就想说啊，我应该要得到这个，享受这个，那我才能够快乐。
And unnaturally we think, oh, let me do this and that will make me happy.
然后呢，在不自然的状态，然后我们就想让我做那件事情，那个做了那件事我就会快乐了。
It's unnatural because it's not me.
啊，那个之所以说它那是不自然的状态，因为那不是真我。
I'm something separate from this body.
啊，实际上真正的我跟这个身体是不一样的。
So, just as the fish is naturally happy when it's put back in the water.
这个就像是把鱼啊给它放到水里，它就自然而然就快乐了。
Our natural state of consciousness is to be in Krishna consciousness.
而我们的自然的，我们的意识状态，自然的意识状态就是 Krishna 意识。
Therefore, chanting Hare Krishna is natural.
因此，吟诵吟唱 Hare Krishna mantra 是很自然的一种做法。
Remembering Krishna is natural.
啊，记忆有关 Krishna 是自然的。
But we have forgotten.
但是我们现在完全是忘了。
And the process of yoga means to reconnect.
啊，而这个瑜伽的整个程序就是要重新建立那个关系。
To reconnect from that connection that we've previously had, but we've forgotten.
那说是重新建立的意思就是说我们本来是有关系的，但是我们遗忘了那个关系，现在我们要重新再恢复。
So these are some of the teachings that I've learned from my teacher.
所以这个呢就是一些个我从我的老师那里学到的那些教导。
And although I did study of many other different philosophies and teachings from books,
那尽管呢，我就是从书本里头学了很多其他的这些个教导程序。
I found that by taking help from my teacher, who was instructing me how to take help from Krishna.
所以呢，我就发现我透过从我的老师那儿得到那个教导，他帮助我怎么能够跟 Krishna 重新连接上。
And by remembering those teachings,
而且呢，我透过铭记这些教导，
this has helped me to control my mind.
这个真的就对我控制我的内心有很大的帮助。
I don't think I could have ever sit and talked about a subject like this before I met my teacher.
他说我在我遇到我的老师之前，我就不认为我能够坐在这儿谈这样的一个主题。
I don't think I could ever control my mind long enough to talk about this subject. I don't think I could have ever controlled my mind long enough to discuss this topic.
啊，而且呢，我也不认为我能，就是在遇到我的老师之前，我能够控制我的内心那么长的时间，坐在这儿那么长的时间跟大家谈这个主题。
But these are all instructions that he has given, and what helped me more than anything else.
啊，这些呢都是他给我的这些个教导，那对我的帮助比任何的帮助都要大。
Is that I always had an example to look to.
啊，那我呢就是一直有那样的一个榜样可以去遵循。
Because otherwise it's always theoretical.
要不然的话，否则就都是理论性的东西。
And if it's just theoretical, then what mind will always find an excuse to not follow it.
那如果仅仅是一个理论的话，那我们的内心就会找出各种各样的理由不去遵循。
Because that's the nature of the mind.
因为这个就是我们的这个内心的一种状态。
Mind is always looking for loopholes. Loopholes?
这个我们内心始终都想着要怎么样的去钻空子。
Excuses, looking for excuses.
总是在找理由去钻空子。
Why should I accept this process?
啊，我为什么要一定要接受这个程序呢？
There's so many other things I could have.
啊，我有可以找别的东西可以做呀。
What benefit will I get by doing this?
啊，我做这个到底能得到什么好处啊？
And not only that, but somebody's telling me to do this process, but they don't even do it themselves.
啊，而且不仅如此，有人告诉我要去按照这个去做，但是他们自己都不做啊。
We need an example.
啊，所以我们需要那个榜样。
When there's an example, then you have a reason to become convinced.
啊，当我们有了那个榜样，实际的榜样以后，我们就会有这种合理的理由让说服我们了。
And that's what I learned by accepting a teacher.
这就是为什么我是从接受一个老师来学习。
Because my mind was also thinking, well, I don't know if I can do all these things.
因为我自己的内心也是在会想，哦，我不认为我自己能够这么做。
But when I looked at him,
但是当我看到他的时候，
and I saw that everything he spoke about, he was doing.
啊，我看到他所说的一切，他都在做。
And when I saw how his mind was controlled.
啊，然后我也看到他的内心是如何受到控制。
Saw how he was peaceful, happy.
啊，看到他如何是平静的、快乐的。
How he was very resolute and fixed.
嗯，看到他如何是坚定不移的，就专注于那个目标。
He was very single-minded, always fixed on one goal.
啊，他是总是他的注意力是非常集中的，总是专注在一个对象上。
And because of that example, I got enthusiasm.
所以呢，由于他树立的榜样，我就觉得就是很就是被激励了。
And determination to do it myself.
啊，然后我就有热情，然后下定了决心，我自己可以去做。
This is what I've learned from my spiritual master.
所以这个是我从我的灵性导师那里学到的。
That one should accept a method which is recommended for this age.
啊，所以呢，人呢应该接受就是这个年代里面推荐给这个年代的那个觉悟自我的那个方法程序。
And one should accept a teacher who can help us teach by example.
而人应该接受那个可以就是以身作则教导我们的那个老师。
And that's why I made a disclaimer right from the beginning of this conversation.
这就是为什么我从这个对话的一开始我就先做出了这种区别。
I can't teach you about yoga sutras.
我不能够教你们瑜伽经里面的内容。
I've never studied them. Why should I cheat you to think that I can teach you yoga sutras?
啊，我从来没有学过瑜伽经，我怎么能够教你们瑜伽经的内容呢？
Why should you listen to me if I never studied them myself?
如果我没有学习瑜伽经的话，你们为什么要听我讲呢？
I can't cheat you.
我没办法欺骗你们。
So I had to tell you right from the beginning, I can't teach you yoga sutras.
所以我从一开始就告诉大家，我没办法教大家瑜伽经。
But I can teach you what I've learned from my teacher.
但是我可以教导你们我从我的老师那里学到的东西。
That I can teach you.
这个我可以教。
And that's what I've tried to teach.
这个就是我现在在试图跟你们说的。
Thank you.
谢谢大家，还有律师。
So we call the hotel. You can check out at 1 o'clock, but not late than that.
I'm ready to check out right now. I'm all packed.
Yeah. Okay. So now 11:00.